Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome again to our broadcast this evening of Ron Amatron's Creation Lightship Healing. It's Monday, June 24th, 2013, and we are live this evening on the Healing Highway. We have a great show planned for you. It's going to be wonderful. For the first half hour, we'll be taking listener questions. So you can send those over to me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And for the last half hour of the show, Ron will be bringing in the 12 source energies for everybody. So that's really special. It's a great way to feel a lot of the energies and connect with source. And if you are new, we'd like to welcome you as well as our regular listeners. You can find out more information about Ron and his work at creationlightship.com. There's some great questions and answers documents and also a link to the Wikipedia. It's a great way to find out more about the Creation Lightship and about source energy. So, Ron, I thought we could maybe charge the light being with some peace energy for everybody. So if you want, go to the bbsradio.com/creationlightship, and or you could go to creationlightship.com and click on the image of the light being. So we'll give everybody a second to do that, and I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Hey, everybody. So I'll bring up the light beam, and we'll energize it. We'll bring the males in, and they come in groups of three typically. So here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and we're there. They're here. We're all together now. So should be feeling some peace energy. Back to you, Elizabeth. Maybe you could talk about upcoming events, possibly, and a little bit about the show today.
Yeah, it's thank you, Ron. It feels great, and I know everyone appreciates the peace energy. We should also mention that we are not going to have callers this evening because of the special nature of tonight's broadcast, so we're going to hold all calls until next week, but you can email me. And we just wrapped up yesterday the special 8-hour healing intensive conference call, so that was the second installment of that on June 23rd, and we do still have one more coming up on the 30th for this month, so that is a great program for you to get on. You can attend that live or as a registered absentee. It's great, wonderful 8 hours of healing that Ron does every week, every month, and it's fabulous. So there's also the weekly calls for the special weekly clearings Thursday, Friday, and also on Tuesday. That's the cording removal special. So you can check all those out at creationlightship.com, and it's right at the top under special weekly clearings. So, Ron, I have a lot of great questions and testimonials. Hopefully we'll get to all of them, and then we'll move into the 12 source energies. Another good thing might be is I got a testimonial from a listener who said, Ron, that it was they found it very helpful to take notes during the broadcast. So if you'd like, you can get a pen and pencil and a piece of paper and just write down what you experienced during the 12 source energies, and then you can either send them to CLS Questions or you can call in next week and share your experience with us on what you felt and how you felt. So we always love to hear about that because it is pretty special and Ron doesn't do it very often. So we are in for a treat tonight. So it would be great if you want to write some responses down, anything that you may experience during the last half hour of the show. So, Ron, I have a really great email from a listener, and I thought it would be a good idea to give this a name because she was writing in, I guess there was a caller who had extreme anxiety about leaving his house, and she's saying that now with your tools, it's so much easier to cope with anxiety. And so I think it would be a good idea to call this kind of like your emergency call to the Creation Lightship's interactive support system whenever you feel crazy or out of sorts. And so it's kind of like a 911, and these are the five faves for favorites, things that you can do. And I'll just read them to you, Ron, and then you can comment on them, or maybe we can do some for people to experience who are new. But there, the first one is get your spirit back, and that is done through the Be Here in the Now clearing, which is a free clearing that Ron offers on creationlightship.com. It's under sample healings. And as a side note, they say that sometimes that takes running that clearing all day. Number two is do the finger exercise. Make sure you are present on the present timeline. Number three is to do the You Now Increase Your Life Force Energy exercise. Number four is to shrink wrap your body, which is I command my body energy to shrink wrap. And number five is find your peace center by doing the mind to heart drop. So these are the 911 five faves. So in case of emergency, do all of these things. So Ron, I wonder if you want to do one for everybody. Maybe finger exercise. That might be a good one for everybody to do. Make sure we're all here.
Put your finger out, your index finger out in front of you. And you want to do it, very, very quickly. So just stick it out there just like you're moving your hand over in front of your face, in about a half a second. Finger pointing up and see where it goes to. And if it's straight ahead of you, then that's perfect. If you're to the left or the right, that's not so good because you're not here. So why aren't you here? Well, maybe you're having fun somewhere else. Maybe not so much fun. I don't know. But anyway, what you want to do is get here. So here we go. If you're to the left, we'll bring you back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you're to the right, we'll bring you back here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if you're to the left, you're in the past. If you're to the right, you're in the future. So if you're living in the future, then that means that you may have a hard time connecting to people in the now. Remember, they're on a different timeline. Oh, I think, I don't know how to give an example of that other than you're not here, okay? So if you're not here, then that means that wherever you are, unless you have some people that are living here on the same timeline as you, well, that could be a possibility too. So you're actually living here on a different timeline. So what does that mean? You might be getting confused here. So let's look at everybody's life on this planet has they're all involved in their own particular movie. And so everything is a hologram, and so their movie is for themselves. So there may be a few people that may be on your timeline, but when you see other people walking around and they're on a different timeline, you just got inserted here out of time, so you don't have any resonance to anybody around you. I remember going different places years ago, and you get into that location, and the people have absolutely no energy at all on them. And you go, wow, what's going on here? Well, they're on a whole different timeline, which you're on. And so, they can talk to you and everything else, but they're not connected energetically to you at all because they're in a different place. So this is sort of like when you are dealing with the grid lines and the ley lines of the planet, how they're controlling different areas. But that could probably be a whole other show. But you want to be here in the now if you're planning to do anything with other people. Because if you're not planning to do anything, that would be fine. But if you are, maybe you're waiting for that check to come in the mail, and that's in a different timeline, you're going to be living a long time, and it'll probably never show up. So anyway, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ron. And it brings me to kind of the next, my next train of thought, which was, if you're feeling anxious or you're feeling depressed, depression is usually about your past and anxiety is usually about your future. You want to timeline crash those feelings, especially the future ones, before they happen. Because if you're already feeling it, and even though everything might be fine in your life, you don't want to make that future feeling of anxiety a reality for yourself or for everybody else. So it really does help to do the timeline crashing for that. And I guess the way to look at that on the healing highway would be kind of, you know, don't wait till your gas gauge is on empty and there's a Mack truck bearing down on you and you have no exits and you're about to get in an accident, and then you have to kind of like jerk yourself out of that very dangerous and difficult situation. So you want to kind of try to keep yourself as coasting along smoothly as possible. So that's why it's a great idea to do the timeline crashes, and it actually makes it better and easier for everyone, including Ron. So it's a great thing to do, and it really helps out you and also everybody else. So timeline crashes are very powerful, and you can do them maybe 5-10 at a time, depending on how big your monitor screen is. You can bring up, you know, 5 or 10 windows and just crash away. I mean, we've had people on, Ron, that have done, you know, hundreds of them, and they often write in and say, you know, they've noticed big differences in their lives. So that's a great one to do. And we encourage you to send us testimonials if you have done them and they have worked for you. And also, Ron, I guess this is kind of an interesting listener question, too. What do you do if you're clearing and you're working on clearings and timeline crashes and you're still feeling not right? Should you stop, or what should you do?
If you're doing a clearing and you just don't feel right, maybe you felt okay, then you did a clearing and you feel like you have an upset stomach or something, well, that means that you're having energy released from you. And so I would keep doing that clearing or just repeat it again, because the stuff is leaving you, so you're having a physical body reaction to a situation. And just keep doing the clearing until you balance out. And that's, I guess, the best way for me to, you know, indicate that to everybody. Because sometimes, a couple people, probably more than a couple, maybe at least a half a dozen, they went in and they thought they could do a whole bunch of clearing, especially on the initial timeline ones, thinking they could do, you know, put up like 10 screens at a time. And, you can crash those timelines, and all of a sudden, you know, you got to come back here. So you could be coming back and getting a lot of energy into you in, you know, 5 minutes to an hour. And if they all come in at one time and you're doing them every 5 minutes apart, you know, that's a lot in an hour. And so you're going to be feeling all the energy coming to you. Your body's going to probably say, oh, I need to have a timeout. So, you know, if you're worried about that, about maybe not being functional, which is what could happen to you, you could be laid out for a little bit because of all the energy coming back. Your body needs to integrate it and process it. So if you have that situation happening and you think something's wrong because you're feeling a body reaction to it, it's only because you're getting your life force energy back and your body has to integrate it. So that's kind of how I would look at doing a lot of clearings at once, because it may not be good. You know, so you have to be careful. Just because you've done it in the past, by all means, doesn't mean it's going to, you know, be the same on this next clearing. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's important to, as Ron has said before in the past, you know, if you're still feeling weird, don't stop. Maybe do a spirit infusion to kind of take a break and then go back to clearing until you sort of, you don't have those feelings anymore. Because I think it's a lot of the times the mind has a really hard time letting go, and we may be like, oh, this is feeling weird, I shouldn't be doing this. But actually, it probably means you're coming to the end of that timeline or that cycle, and you should keep doing it. So that's great, Ron. Thanks for clearing that up for everybody. And I was wondering, actually, myself and a bunch of other listeners were still feeling, I guess, corded to the supermoon energy from this past weekend. So I know you cleared it on Friday and Saturday, but maybe we could do another moon energy clearing for everybody if that's okay.
Okay, so here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see if that helps people. That should do quite a bit of energy work with them. They should feel pretty good about this.
Yeah, it felt pretty good to me, but then again, I couldn't see it from where I was, so I thankfully avoided that cording, if there was any cording going on, which usually there is. So thank you, Ron. We really appreciate that. And all right, I have another question here, and it's about the unlimited parallel lifetime removal. So this listener has the unlimited parallel lifetime removal, and I should mention really quickly here that all of these clearings and healings are on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. If you have any questions about them or how to use them, just email CLS questions, and one of myself, Elizabeth, or the other co-hosts, we can try to help you out with that or forward the information on to Ron. So they have this parallel lifetime removal unlimited, and their timeline crashing mental, emotional, and judgment timelines, and wondering, can they use this in conjunction?
I think so, yes. I would say that'd probably be correct. Yes.
Okay, so the I guess the unlimited parallel lifetime removal, that is a current lifetime clearing.
Yeah, that one might be. Boy.
Okay.
One might
so
be.
I guess that would be okay to do that, you know, for your current lifetime and to crash all of those mental and emotional and judgment timelines. I would think that would be actually really thorough and helpful to do that.
Yeah, I just remember that you have to go through, though, and typically, you know, do one issue at a time, you know, or maybe, you know, maybe a week segment of it or something. I think most people start with finding out a situation that they're dealing with and timeline crashing that. And then from there, you may find other ones that are ready to come into place and to interact with you. It's kind of like going to a vending machine, you know, and you put your money in and then you pull the handle out and, you know, hopefully what you selected is the right handle and it pops out. Well, there's another one waiting to come down and there may be more than one handle that you can pull, you know, with different things. So, yeah, it'd be the, that's good, Sorso Band, yeah, that's great. Thank you, Elizabeth. So you do have to realize that stuff happens, and you want to get rid of your stuff. But that's the main thing. So get rid of what you're dealing with, and then from there, find out what's next. Remember, because the darkness will bring forth another DNA activation that you have coming down the pike. So that's the problem that people have, is that once you clear one thing, another one could come into place. You may say, gee, how come this is coming up in my life? I thought I got rid of it, you know, a year ago. Well, it's because somehow it may be time-coded, you know, and it could be situations that, you know, activated it. So you always want to kind of be on guard and understand what's happening. So let's do another moon clearing here. And this one here, might relate to people maybe a little more than the others. So I want to do the you know, the BAP side of the moon. So here we go. Boy, that could be interesting, huh? Here we go. I'm just thinking of, never mind, it might get R-rated here.
Oh, no. Know?
Anyway, got the, let's just continue on here. So the other side of the moon, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, boy, there you go, Elizabeth. How does that one feel for you?
Oh, that feels much calmer. You know, it's interesting. I didn't particularly feel corded to this at all, and the first time you did it, I just broke into a sweat, so it's very heavy. So I was not expecting that. It's very interesting, like the things that you don't know will kill you. But yeah, it's true. Sometimes we don't even know what we're connected to, which, I mean, I didn't feel connected to that moon thing at all, and then here I am, you know, sweating like crazy. So thank you. Feeling a lot better now, Ron. Thanks. So we have about, I would say, maybe 8 minutes left before Ron starts bringing in the 12 source energies. So you were talking about vending machines before, Ron, and especially in relation to how the darkness kind of distracts you. I was in a supermarket the other day, and I just happened to glance up at the, you know, the little machines that you can put a quarter in and get gumballs or candy or whatever, little toys, and they had ones there filled with crystals, all different kinds of crystals. And I was like, oh, that's really weird. And they were like, you know, new age power crystals or something. And then I was just going, oh, that's really bizarre. You know, how funny, like they would have that in a kid's toy vending machine. But, you know, there they were. You can get your little quartz or your amethyst or whatever for 75 cents. And they were all in little bags. And I'm going, oh, that's really weird. And so it's really interesting to see, you know, what people are trying to connect to you, and, you know, you may not even know it. So it was kind of unusual, I thought. And also these, you know, I know you've been doing a lot of clearing lately of different things on clothing. And it's really true. You know, I feel like everything now has these sparkles on it, and there's all of this ornamentation on things, everything from, you know, phone cases to sunglasses to bags and, you know, all kinds of, you know, especially for women, they have all these, you know, blinged out accessories, and they really do kind of catch your eye, and you're going, oh, okay, so, yeah, you darkness kind of needs something to connect to, and that would definitely do it. So very interesting. All right. We have a question here from a listener who is saying, for a couple of weeks, they have been experiencing dropping things, not holding on to things, having things slip through their fingers, and bumping into things. This is a new experience. What is up with this? Sounds like it may be a timeline thing, Ron. What do you think?
Boy, yeah. I have had people... and myself even sensing this here, is that when you're walking, the ground underneath you isn't there until you put your foot down. So you're seeing like a haze in front of you, and all of a sudden, you know, you come to put your foot down and it's there, but it wasn't materialized until they saw what you wanted to do. So So that's one way of looking at it. Another one is maybe that timeline programming is kind of like going sideways, slipping, not completely, put into place yet. I have had people mention that they looked and they were going to walk off or down some steps or up steps, and all of a sudden the step wasn't there and they fell over. It's like their leg went through the step. So very possibly that could be what's happening also, is that you're just not on that timeline because it's not materialized yet. And it might be back in there maybe in 30 seconds, but you just got there too soon. You're ahead of time, or ahead of the programmer, I should say, out there who's creating your next experience. So that could be what's happening. And then the timelines may not be in sync completely, and they're not dovetailing, and all of a sudden you fell through a crack in the timeline, and you're floating in space. So, which is why that step disappeared. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, I'm just wondering, what could somebody do about that if they were experiencing that? Would it be a be here in the now, or would they timeline crash the timelines, or how would they deal with that?
Well, remember, you're probably not going to be able to do a timeline crash if you're not on your computer.
Right.
If you feel like something is happening around you, to you, then by all means, do the be here now with your finger to make sure that you are going to be on the timeline that you're living, that you're seeing. And you're also bringing in the be here now so that you're here now on that timeline. Now, the other way to look at it is, do you want to be on that timeline? Maybe you're in a funky timeline, okay? I guess that's the word that people use now, I think. I don't know. But you're on a timeline that, you say, uh-oh, this doesn't feel very good to me. And how did I get here? It's like, I just landed here, and what do I do now? Everything just seems like it's out of sync. I don't relate to anything. The trees look like a different color. The animals don't come to me like they used to. Dogs are barking at me. What's happening, That's because you're probably not connected to that timeline, and you may look like an alien to everybody else, or they don't even physically see you. I had some people who did timeline crashes, and they went to like the supermarket, grocery store, or wherever. And some people had people bumping into them because they were invisible. And then the other flip side is that people kind of stayed away from them. They just cleared the space in front of them because they were kind of like not knowing who they were, but they just cleared the space because they didn't want to have your energy with them. So two things can happen. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I was thinking also, I know this is kind of like sci-fi territory, but is that maybe an abduction? They're kind of taking you out and then putting you back in, and then they're putting you back in the wrong space, or they're rearranging the scenery so that it almost syncs up, but it's not completely there yet. I guess that would be another way to look at it.
I would say that would be, yes, very, very possible.
Okay, so I guess if that happens to you, you can always go back to what we talked about earlier in the show, the 911 five faves, which is to do the be here in the now, and you can actually, if you want, have that running on your computer before you go out that day with a picture of yourself in front of it, and that might help you to stay on the timelines. You can also command your spirit energy to stay on the creation lightship now Earth timeline, which is something we were talking a lot about sort of at the beginning of the year, and we haven't talked about that one in a while. So those five things you could do are really great, and also the finger exercise, like Ron mentioned. But, Ron, it is 1:30 the hour, so I am going to turn it over to you so you can take us to the end of the show with the 12 source energies. And if you would like, you can write down your experiences and responses and then send me a testimonial. So that's your Creation Lightship homework for the week. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, here we go. So, first source energy, just sit back and relax, everybody. So, number one, coming in. So, here we go. We'll have each energy for about 2 minutes. So, one, two, three, four, and five. This energy is here now, and just kind of enjoy it. And kind of see how you're feeling. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. So, I'll let you sit with it for a little bit here. If you're listening, BBS, if we need to talk to keep the line on, let me know. If not, I'll just leave some silence here and be back in about a minute and a half.
All right.
Okay. And again, here we go. So stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. More energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's bring in source energy number two. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we're going to bring in source energy number three. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Next energy, number four, coming to you. One, two, three, four, five. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's bring our next energy here. Energy number five, source energy number five, here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, that's feeling good, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And a little more energy here, so stronger, 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 and stronger. get energy number 6 coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll bring in source energy number 7. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Go a little more, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's bring in source energy number 8. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's bring in source energy number 9. And here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's bring in source energy number 10. And here we go. So stronger. Oh, no, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's bring in source energy number 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in the last energy, number 12, or 12 source energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, boy, that was great. So, you're probably all sitting there kind of wondering where the time went. And this will work one more time for everybody. So if you wish to share it with a friend, you can. And it only worked two times total for everybody listening here. So everybody, I'll turn it back over to Elizabeth here. And probably melted in your chair, I would imagine. It's probably the quickest maybe half an hour that you've had. It feels like about a minute. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true, Ron. Thank you so much. Really great show, great broadcast. So hopefully if you're not completely melted, you were maybe able to write down a few things and email them to us, and we'll look forward to reading them and hearing from you next week on the Healing Highway. So I'll just remind everybody once again about the 8-hour physical body rejuvenation, and that is the Healing Intensive Conference call. The last one is on June 30th, and we have the weekly Tuesday cording removal special call tomorrow, and then clone body removal on Thursday and entity removal on Friday. If you would like to get on any of those, just go to creationlightship.com, and at the top you'll find special weekly clearings. Okay, Ron, so thank you so much from everybody on behalf of all the listeners, and I'll just say goodnight and turn it over to you. So everybody enjoy the broadcast, and we'll see you next week.